first question is, Rob, just describe your situation during the pandemic and lockdowns over the last 12 months. I.e., were you living alone or with family? Only if this feels okay with you.
Yeah, sure. So I live with my wife and my son, and my daughter went to university halfway through the last year. So she left home. My son has got Down syndrome and for some of the time has been shielding. Part of the year, it was just me and my son because my wife and my daughter had to go look after my sister-in-law, who's got cancer and was deeply impacted by what had happened with the availability of treatment and so on. So she had major surgery just after sort of lockdown began, and my wife and my daughter went to look after her. And then came back and then had to go and look after her when she was having her aggressive chemo. So it's been a bit of a mixed picture, really, in terms of home life. And we've, because of the vulnerabilities that George has got and because of my sister-in-law's cancer, we've been incredibly careful about everything in terms of social distancing and people mingling and meeting up and all of that. It's been really important to do that. Obviously, I run an NHS trust, so I have to come into work or work from home. But you know, it's important that I'm on site some of the time, as I am today. So there's more to it than that, but in a nutshell, that's been the kind of situation.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Rob. It's really shocked me, that, to be honest. I'm sorry for what's happened. The next question, you may have sort of partly answered it a bit, but how has your life changed? You've sort of answered it in a way, you know, during the pandemic. Can you add anything else to that? Added up as it is, like, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, everything's changed, hasn't it? I mean, I think not being able to see your friends, not being able to go out. I mean, I think I work hard in my job, and, you know, it's not one for short hours. So I think the consequence of that is I really enjoy travelling, and I really enjoy going out for food, and I enjoy running. And, you know, all the running competitions are being scrapped. You can't go out for food and you can't go anywhere. That's obviously been a change. And work, obviously, during the first part of the pandemic particularly was unrelenting. You know, the first sort of 3 months, 4 months, you know, working every day nearly, changing situation every day, trying to make sure that everyone in the organisation knew what was going on every day, trying to make sure that staff were fed every day because they couldn't buy food in the supermarket after a night shift, all that sort of stuff. So I guess if you look at it from a very negative perspective, you say, well, it's been a time of, you know, restriction. But on the other hand, you know, you just find different routes, don't you? So I think, you know, I've been catching up with my mates on Zoom, people I haven't seen for ages because we're usually all over the country, but we can do that regularly. Been watching gigs online. I'm a big music fan, so not been able to go to any gigs, but, you know, been able to watch some online, and people have taken to that. Been doing virtual runs instead of races. So always trying to look positively about what you can do instead, I think, rather than what you can't do.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Rob.
Well, Rob, really, my question is a bit redundant now. It was, what have you been unable to do that you would do normally? So if I change it slightly, what's the main thing that you have missed that you've not been able to do?
I think, you know, from a work context, I think it's be out and about in the organisation. So like you guys were saying, you know, I've not been to the Recovery College. I've not been to either of the Calderdale or Kirklees ones for a year. And I used to actually bob into Murfield quite a lot because it's quite a nice, there's a space there to do some work and it's quiet. And, you know, I've not been able to go to any clinical services. It's been really clear that we want to minimise the potential for passing the virus on to vulnerable people. So I've really missed not being able to go and see people. And I think in your personal life, it's just seeing your friends and your family, isn't it? And being able to go out and see people. And parkrun, you know, I do parkrun on a Saturday and realise that it's not really about the running. It's about going to meet people and sort of have a chat and break the week up. So I missed all of those things, really.